Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
You know how when you're listening to a song on the radio that has a swear in it, the radio station will often bleep it out, or sometimes they just mute it altogether. It's just silence.
Or I've heard it where they've like tried to play that word backwards.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a word you don't even understand. We know what they're saying.
Yeah, that's the thing. We know what they're saying. It's pointless. So we kind of thought, why not have fun with the bleep button? Like, why not change it up a bit, you know? Add some pizzazz to the bleep button, if you will. Kind of got me thinking about Alanis Morissette's song, You Oughta Know. There is a pretty big swear word in the middle of that song. I think we all know what I'm talking about here. What if instead of the bleep button, though, we added some Seinfeld theme music? And I am thinking of me when you... Way funnier, right? Way better. One more time. And I am thinking of me when you... It doesn't stop there, though. Elton John's The B Word is back.
Which he uses a few times.
And I'm not going to say the word because my mom is listening, and she would not like that.
She raised a good boy.
Yes, she did. It also works pretty good for that. Okay, maybe it doesn't work great for that one.
It doesn't work, but it's funny.
Again, if you're driving and you heard that, you're like, that Kramer.
Okay, what about, there's another one, Nazareth, Hair of the Dog. It's got a bad word in it. What if we replaced it with, like, the Friends theme song, complete with claps? I love it.
Oh, the ending was the best part. It doesn't just end with songs, though. Like, movies do this all the time. When you're watching a movie on cable TV, and they have to do the exact same thing, they have to bleep out the swears, they could do this, too.
And I think a classic, one of the actors who's been involved in a lot of movies with a lot of swears, Samuel L. Jackson.
He swears? No way.
A couple times, quite a few times, dozens of times. Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, yeah.
Infamous quotes from Snakes on a Plane. What if we did the Friends music for that one?
Enough is enough! I have had it with these snakes on this plane! Everybody strap in! I'm about to open some... windows.
I called an audible and I threw in the old Full House theme song for you, Stacey.
We're going to talk a little bit about science, more specifically the sex part of science, in plants. And that does happen. Maybe you didn't think it did, but sex in plants actually requires thrust. This is almost the headline Hall of Fame, but we didn't quite think it was there. But basically, you know, McGill University researchers have said when it comes to plants, you know, all the details are there, fertilizing the egg, pollen tubes, and all that stuff. And it's more involved than we thought.
I wish I was a scientist for this reason. Coming home from a long day at work, and your wife is like, "So, honey, what did you do?" "Ah, we just discovered how plants do it. No big deal." Like, what a great job. That's awesome.
And we're making light of it because, like, we're taking one little chunk of it.
Yeah.
But they do, of course, like, years of research,
of course.
Yeah. We're turning it into one little, you know, joke.
Well, it's just the headline that is so funny. Sex in plants requires thrust. Like, I'm just picturing in my head, and I have a weird sense of imagination, but I'm just picturing in my head, like, two flowers going at it. That's exactly it. Like,
yeah.
It's obviously not like that.
Of course.
Like, it's obviously just, like, a little tiny bit of friction, maybe, and that's it.
On the molecular level.
Yeah, but in my head, the flower has, like, a pizza, and it's like a 70s movie. Hey, who ordered a pizza here? Bow, chicka, wow, woo! Winnipeg is thinking about getting rid of their Santa Claus parade.
Why?
I kind of support them on this. Not like, yeah, whatever Santa Claus parade, get out of town. No, but parades in general, have you noticed that parades in like the 70s, they were just floats and cars and that is it? Parades nowadays, people have to be on the float throwing candy or throwing swag or free t-shirts or something for people to show up. Because parades aren't that exciting. Parades are extremely overrated, in my opinion. You just sit there and you watch cars drive by at like 5 kilometers an hour.
I would, in defense, I would like to someday maybe try and catch that like Macy's Thanksgiving parade in the States where they go all out.
Okay.
The giant floats and the balloons that look like Woody Woodpecker and stuff. That would be cool.
We're talking like Saskatoon parade, though. We don't have those kind of resources. You know, we have people hauling flatbeds and trailers and stuff like that with people throwing suckers off the back.
Bribing children. Hey, we've got candy. Please stick around.
Like, you live in the downtown area. When the Santa Claus parade or any kind of parade, the Saskatoon X parade, when it's going on, do you stop what you're doing and go look, or...
I don't think I would have gone to a parade since I was a child.
Yeah, so are they more just for kids? Like, is that kind of why we do parades?
It could. It probably is,
but
yeah.
Kids have Paw Patrol and iPads and stuff like that now. Like, why do they want to go to a parade?
I don't know what I think it is. It's because of the candy.
It must be, hey?
Especially in the small towns. I don't know if it's as much here. I know there have been parades where they... ban candy.
Yeah.
You can't throw candy to kids. But in the small towns, I've got some friends who live in small towns. That is the thing to do, is to go to any parade and the kids just wait on the edge of the street for this candy to be thrown at them. And that's basically why they love parades now, is because they pick up candy off the ground.
You know what town is very passionate about their parades?
Which?
Estevan, Saskatchewan. I used to work there. I worked for the radio station there, and it was my job to drive the station vehicle in the parade. The float ahead of me was one of those, hey, we're going to throw candy off the back, so the kids would run out and grab the candy off the road. Because these people, they wouldn't throw
dangerous.
Them. Like, it was like light candy, so it didn't have a lot of, like you couldn't
weight.
Throw it that far.
Mm-hmm.
So it would just flutter to the ground. So kids would bolt off the street.
Oh,
and
geez.
I'm only going like 5, so it doesn't matter, but like I'd be kind of not paying attention. All of a sudden, kids, I'd stop. And then after a while, I started to run over the candy. And I got so many angry emails from kids and parents. Why did you smush my candy?
And that's like, when you lost your job.
I was the most hated man in Estevan for like 4 months. So City Council had quite the busy night last night. The Chief Mistawasis Bridge, 70 kilometers an hour. That's what the speed limit's going to be.
Interesting.
Surprise, surprise. Some Saskatoon residents upset about that. People from Saskatoon
Shocker.
Getting mad about traffic things? What? I'm using high voice because it's not true. The one thing that everyone's talking about from City Council yesterday, though, the pay-as-you-throw system. They were talking about that for hours and hours and hours last night.
Wasn't it like 4 hour plus or
like
something?
4.5, 5 hours. They were debating this back and forth, back and forth. And finally, they decided to push it back to October.
Classic.
So that's just a waste of time. I mean, 5 hours. Can you imagine debating something for 5 hours and at the end nothing gets done about it? Not even about the pay-as-you-throw system, about anything.
And yet I can see the agreement of delaying it being okay, fine. We're going to talk about this later.
Yeah.
That's reassuring because you're like, okay, finally, we're going to end this. But then you have to bring it all back up again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're delaying it till December.
Something like that. November or December.
And I get this is a big deal. It is because, you know, we're changing the way garbage is charged. It's going to become a utility.
Yeah.
It's not just included in your taxes. It's something brand new. And, you know, you're forcing people to do something. So right away it's like, no.
Yeah.
But still, can we make a decision, please, and just get this over with? Because I'm tired of talking about it, quite honestly.
So my would you rather here would be, would you rather see City Council doing what they're doing right now, you know, taking their time, dotting their I's, crossing their T's, making sure everything is good, or are you just like, get on with it? Because I swear last month they did the exact same thing, where it's like, hey, you know what? We're going to just push this back until September, and then September rolls around. Hey, you know what? We're just going to push this back. I'm using high voice again, so I should stop. I just think that, again, I know everyone wants to get this figured out. Everyone wants to know what we're going to be paying for garbage. Everyone wants to know, but it's going to take time.
I'm just sick of that headline.
It's going to take time.
City Council to discuss pay-as-you-throw garbage collection.
Mm-hmm.
Old news.
Happen.
Okay.
Did you ever hear that joke? In Soviet Russia, the opposite happens. I watch way too much Simpsons. See, that's the running gag on The Simpsons. They always make that joke. The three people listening to this right now
who
watch
The Simpsons
a lot. Oh, yeah. It kind of got us thinking of some other ideas how people can earn what they use. Because it's not just for a subway or something like that. I mean, we could do this for other things, right?
Well, I've seen that one at different festivals in the summer and stuff where you can make a blender work by riding a bike.
That's a good idea.
So I thought for all those people who love the blended brownie chunk frappuccinos with extra mocha whip and caramel glaze, go ride a bike for 5 minutes and whip up your own frappuccino. How about that?
I thought these were going to be like funny ideas, like really, really out there, far-fetched ideas. And you came out of the gates with an actually great idea. Like, if we went to Dragon's Den with that idea, hey, coffee shops can set up bikes and they can blend their own drinks, you might get an investor or two.
I feel like people are too lazy for that one.
I'm giving you a slow clap on that one. That was awesome.
What about this one? You order pizza and they bring it to you, but before the delivery guy gives it to you, you have to do 30 jumping jacks.
That's a great idea.
See?
Because kids don't know how to do jumping jacks anymore. I coach football at St. Joe's, and we end every warm-up with 6 jumping jacks. So one, two. You should see kids do jumping jacks now. They don't even move their arms. They just go,
They just jump. They don't jack.
Yeah, it's hard to describe.
You guys, that's just a jack. You need to jump as well. So every once in a while, when you're on the old internet looking for a recipe or what have you, you get kind of stuck in a weird rabbit hole of information on something completely unrelated. That basically happened to me yesterday. I saw this little article on the side that was like, have you ever wondered what a group of pandas are called? And I thought, you know what, internet? I have.
Yeah.
And here's the answer. A group of pandas can be called either a bamboo of pandas, a cupboard of pandas, or an embarrassment of pandas.
I don't know.
And an embarrassment? Pandas are not embarrassing. They are hilarious.
Like an embarrassment of riches, maybe.
It just got me thinking, though, of all the other weird group names for animals, because there are a plenty. This article, for instance, has like 35 of them. So just a real quick browse through some of them. Group of apes, a shrewdness.
Oh.
Did not know that. Bats, together, a cauldron.
Why?
A bunch of buffalo, a gang of buffalo. Cats, they have a lot. A clowder, clutter, pounce, doubt, nuisance, glorying, or glare of cats.
I love how a nuisance is in there.
A caravan of camels, that's kind of interesting. Of course, the ones we all know, a murder of crows, which is so depressing and kind of creepy. Pot of dolphins, those are all the, you know, the basic ones. Ferrets, though, what do you think you call a group of ferrets?
No clue.
A business.
A business of ferrets. It's like, that's the problem with these descriptive words. Like, a caravan of bison. I'm thinking a bunch of bison, like, in a Dodge caravan. Like, all right, let's go to Winnipeg.
This one I find very fitting. A group of flamingos. What do you call those?
No clue.
A flamboyance.
Why?
Of flamingos.
So why does every animal have their own? Why can't we just have one?
A smack of jellyfish? Why not?
A smack of jellyfish.
Smack.
That's the weirdest one yet. Like, you know what? Instead of all of these descriptive words, you know what we could do? We could just say a bunch. And it works.
Absolutely.
A bunch of flamingos. A bunch of sheep.
Look, a bunch of chipmunks.
A bunch of dolphins. A bunch of bats. A bunch of caribou.
The only thing, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
It's a very descriptive word, a bunch. But if you're listening to, what's that show, Blue Planet, Animal Planet,
yeah.
or Blue Planet, with Sir David Attenborough, the British guy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine when he's like, and across the Sahara Desert, we see a bunch of camels.